Have you ever received so much from God and then caught yourself forgetting to be grateful? Padre Pio knew that feeling, and he spoke about it very honestly. Stay tuned to hear the insights.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, on May 25th, as is our tradition, we will carry prayer intentions to Pretolcina and entrust him in prayer on Padre Pio's birthday. If there's something on your heart, you may send it through the link in the description. Today's insights are drawn from the book Padre Pio, Master of Marian Devotion by Angelo Pizzarelli. Within its pages, the author leads us through letters written by Padre Pio that highlight his profound love for Our Lady, but also his love for the month of May, which we as Catholics dedicate to Our Lady Mary. The author tells us that May, fragrant with roses and filled with light, was something Padre Pio eagerly awaited. He would even say, "May is the most beautiful month of the year." On May 1st, 1912, while he was in his hometown of Pretolcina, he wrote this to his friend, Father Agostino. "My dearest Father, how beautiful the month of May is! It is the loveliest of the year. How well this month preaches the sweetness and beauty of Mary." But then the tone of the letter shifts. He says, "Thinking of the countless benefits this dear mother has bestowed upon me makes me ashamed of myself for not having looked with enough love at her heart and her hands. And what troubles me most is having repaid the affectionate care of our mother with so many continuous displeasures." He continues, "How many times have I entrusted to this mother the painful anguishes of my disturbed heart? And how many times has she comforted me? But what was my gratitude? In my greatest afflictions, it seems that I no longer have a mother on earth, but I have a very compassionate one in heaven. How many times has my heart calmed down and I almost forgot everything? I almost forgot even the duties of gratitude towards this blessed heavenly mother. The month of May for me is a month of graces." Let's just pause here for a moment. Here is Padre Pio, someone we look up to as a saint. And yet he speaks about not loving Our Lady enough, about not being grateful enough. And that tells us something important. Holiness isn't really about extraordinary signs, but about a heart that remains small before God, always aware that it has received more than it could ever repay. How often do we forget the graces we received, or even the good done to us by others? A year later, on May 6th, 1913, he writes again to Father Agostino. And this time, the language becomes even more intense, as if he's trying to describe something that can't fully be put into words. "Dearest Father, the month of the beautiful mother has finally arrived. This dear mother continues to offer me her maternal care with attention, especially in this month. What have I done to deserve such delicacy? This tender mother, in her great mercy, wisdom, and kindness, wanted to punish me in a very sublime way, pouring so many graces into my heart that when I find myself in her presence, and in that of Jesus, I am forced to exclaim, 'Where am I? Where am I? Who is near me?' I feel like everything is burning without fire. I feel close and tied to the sun through this mother, without ever seeing the chains that hold me so tightly. A thousand flames consume me. I feel like I am continually dying, and yet still alive." The author, Angelo Pizzarelli, comments that the letter expresses a mystical love that ignites the soul, highlighting the profound significance of the Holy Virgin in our lives. It underscores her role as both mother and mediator in Christ. Therefore, it is paramount that we remain steadfastly connected to Jesus and his beloved mother. In conclusion, as we journey through Padre Pio's favorite month, may we be reminded of Our Lady's irreplaceable role in salvation history. Her yes to God has made our salvation possible, a gift for which we should be endlessly grateful. And what better way to honor and remain close to Our Lady than by praying the Rosary, the prayer she herself has given us. That's why I encourage all of you listening to pray the Rosary daily. Our Lady has promised special support and abundant graces to those who are devoted to this prayer. May the intercession of Padre Pio and Our Lady strengthen us in faith and lead us towards our salvation. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. We also have a beautiful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith, so feel free to check it out. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.